Alabama real estate headlines. Mobile County Probate Court launches online records search for AL real estate research. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama now offers an online records search through its records division website. Real estate professionals in AL can now access probate records remotely to verify property ownership, estate status, and title issues affecting transactions in Mobile County. Bookmark https://probate.mobilecountyal.gov/public-records/records-search/ for quick access to Mobile County probate records during due diligence. Alabama real estate headlines. AL Revenue Dept publishes county appraisal and assessment records directory. The Alabama Department of Revenue maintains a comprehensive directory of county offices responsible for property appraisal and assessment records across all 67 counties. Real estate professionals in AL rely on accurate, county-level assessment data for valuations, transactions, and client advisory services. Bookmark this directory to quickly access any county's appraisal and assessment office. To www.revenue.alabama.gov/county-offices-appraisal-assessment-records. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor rolls out comprehensive property tax resource for AL pros. The Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor's Office provides a centralized online hub for property tax assessment information, including valuation services, exemptions, appeals processes, and deadlines. AL real estate professionals need accurate, timely tax assessment data to advise clients on property valuations, identify exemption opportunities, and navigate appeal timelines in Tuscaloosa County transactions. Bookmark the Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor page to streamline your next property tax due diligence workflow. https://www.tiscio.com/government/department/tax-assessor/. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Property Records Search Tool streamlines due diligence for AL pros. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Alabama property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AL can accelerate transactions and reduce risk by quickly verifying ownership, uncovering encumbrances, and checking permit histories in one place. Bookmark h.alabama.propertychecker.com/ for faster property due diligence on your next Alabama deal. Alabama Real Estate Updates. Alabama Agent Commission Rates, what Calibri Real Estate reveals about earnings by city. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-specific earnings data for agents across Alabama. Understanding local commission structures helps Alabama real estate professionals benchmark their income and negotiate competitive splits. Review the full commission breakdown by Alabama City at the link below. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most AL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.